and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Carl's been making plans.
Had to make an appearance, and I apologize for that. But we are here now on the Friday, December the 15th,
2023. Making plans.
We're here doing the show. I had a work event during the day and in the evening. I had to go in office for. I went to the office after 2 years working.
Woo!
For the very first time.
Goddamn!
It's a nice looking place. Nice little shindig area.
Is it like dead in the office?
Pretty dead, yeah.
So they just have an office space. Yeah. Man,
it's interesting. Rather unique. Met some people face to face. That was always fine and dandy.
Yeah, well, did that turn out the way that you expected it to?
A little bit. There was a few people all just like, "Hey, Carlos, my name is so." So I'm like, "Oh, fuck,
shit."
Yeah.
Oh, we're so, I'm not trying to.
We'll. Hey, we gave you the warning.
I'm gonna try not to,
but we'll try. Sorry. But yeah, that was a few people. But, oh my god, really in person? There was one person that made a joke, just like, "You need to answer my messages more." I'm like,
ooh.
All right, I'll try. Sorry,
this is a work event. I mean,
not like that. I meant because I'm busy. Ugh, you gross! What's wrong with you? Like always going towards the...
Call me on a Saturday and tell me that kind of
stuff. We're not even 3 minutes in yet, and you're already making this nasty ass... Oh, come on.
Hey, man.
Ugh.
Got to get all the sinning out before the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
I don't see nothing
wrong.
And
then you start all over, and then you start over again next year.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah, you clearly. Clearly. Anywho, they were giving out prizes and stuff. And,
amazing.
The prizes weren't bad. They gave out a fire stick.
Amazing.
Air fryer.
Those are always good.
Nespressos.
Nespressos?
I didn't win any.
You win anything. How do they do the contest?
It was a raffle.
Oh, okay.
It was raffle tickets. I didn't win anything. Well, I mean, I could have, but I lost my ticket.
Damn.
So.
Damn.
That's always unfortunate.
Are you that drunk?
It was during the day. I didn't
drinking
drink
that heavily?
I didn't drink during the day.
You didn't drink?
During the day?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's the perfect time to be drinking, especially at a Christmas party.
What is wrong with you? No, folks, if you're listening, crazy. That is not the case. What?
Crazy.
Are you insane?
It's a Christmas party.
Yeah, so they give pop, water, food, that's it.
Oh, that's wild.
I'm in front of management. You think I'm going to drink in front of these people?
They probably were.
During the day?
I would not hold it against
them. Man, you live a different lifestyle than me, okay? We don't do that in Markham, all right? You can live all you want to live in or downtown. That's how we roll. All right. We are professionals. All right. If I'm going to get drunk and hammered, it's going to be in front of my management at the nighttime event.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Ugh. But yes, during this, I went to the office, got my food, peaced out, went back home, and then went out again for the night event where we went bowling.
That's so weird. You think they would just like, they tell you guys to work like part of the day, mm-hmm. then come into the office, finish off your day at working, and then you guys
well,
all
you
go
could.
After.
That's the thing. I didn't want to finish off my day at working. I went home. You had the choice of working at the office or working back at home.
So you went all the way home?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want to work in front of these people. not in front of my peers. I don't want them to see my style. I wasn't comfortable. I'm not live. I don't like being. I don't like talking to customers while I'm on the phone because I get rowdy.
Damn.
Some of these people deserve it. All right.
I can understand that.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
Just today, I had some goofball. I'm going to use that term because you know we're trying to be PG now.
I like it.
You know, some goofball saying that he wanted $7,000 for a 2007 Fit. Have you lost your mind?
How much are they worth?
Like $3,000-$4,000. And 4,000 is being generous. This guy had 250K. And he wants 7,000. What? No. Not on my watch, sir.
Damn.
So come Monday, if you he didn't accept it, but come Monday, if you want this smoke again, I'm here. You know me, you see me, punk.
You know what's crazy? Like, I know there's the whole, like, if they get into an accident, and, you know, if there's, like, major injuries, and you're also sort of potentially covering the other person's injuries in car and stuff like that. But, like, in that guy's situation, let's say if your car is worth, like, $2,000
Yeah.
And you're paying, like, $400 in insurance a month. You're already paying more than what your car is worth to drive around. You know what I mean? That's a crazy concept. Like, I get the whole insurance concept. That's what makes it. And, you know, it's a just-in-case thing. But it's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I hear what you're saying. But next year, permanently, they're going to make it cheaper for their... You have the option of removing some of the coverages because some of it is standard in Ontario. But next year, it's gonna, you get to remove some. It might be cheaper, but you're risking a lot more with that.
Damn.
So, you know...
Give and take.
Double-edged sword. But, yeah, I went also went to the nighttime event, went bowling, you know.
Where was the bowling?
Splitsville, Richmond Hill. Nice nice venue.
Nice venue?
I recommend it.
Yeah?
Very nice. Nice little eating spot there. Good food.
Great.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
Music's not bad. Heard they play some party next door.
I love that.
Surprised by that. Good stuff.
I love that.
Some of the Geldum, raw.
Ooh.
Raw.
Love it. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it's always great.
But yeah, you can't go. You can't say anything about that.
They have a few locations, but I went to the Richmond Hill one.
Splitsville.
Yeah, so check them out. They're not bad.
Shout out to Splitsville. I like it.
Splitsville. But yeah, that was my Thursday, and but we're here today, guys. With we all,
we're back.
We are back, and we're sorry for the delay, but we're back, Al. We're back. We're back. We're back.
So
Ryan, you want to say hello to the children?
Yeah, yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. Woo! I hope you had a great Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, Carl's had the holiday plans. I actually had mine on Tuesday. I'll talk about that
in a second.
I'll talk about it in a bit. But yeah, just thank you for being here. Thank you for being patient with us. I actually got a message from a friend asking us why wasn't our recording up yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We got scolded.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no.
We deserve every little bit of
We're slacking.
Unfortunately.
And you know what? I will take the blame, friend, whoever you are.
It is
okay. I know who you are, and you owe me $50.
It is okay.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining for another episode. Carlos and I definitely appreciate it. A lot's going on with the end of the year, I find. You know, there's definitely been a lot of Toronto news that we're going to be definitely talking about, I think, today.
Even today, there's a bit of a new, I'm going to get into that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first thing, Christmas parties.
How did yours go and compare? Let's talk about your Christmas party.
That was good.
Because Ryan, let's be real here. You you party different than the average human being.
So the crazy thing is, is that... We've had a lot of changes at our company as of late, and I don't want to name the company, but, you know, we've had major changes over the last couple of years, and I'm not going to say exactly what, but, like, our old Christmas parties were so hype.
Yeah.
Like, so crazy.
Yeah.
This one was, like, fairly tame.
Is that right?
It was still a good time, and we still shut the place
down.
We were, like... We got there at, I think, like 6:30, and then I think they kicked us out at like 1 or like 12:45.
The fact that you would even stay at a place until 1 is absolutely mental. You know what Crazy. Time I left at our Christmas party?
What time?
Everybody, 8:30.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
We're in agreement. Just like, bro, we need to work tomorrow.
All of us were working tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
Fuck all that.
That is nonsense.
No, man, we're hurting. No, I was hurting the next day.
No way. Unbelievable. And we got there 6:30. We were there for 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You guys need to hire me.
Oh.
I'm moving over.
No, thank you. I'm not trying to live that lifestyle. I don't want to go to work and then get screamed at by people and get hungover while doing it.
I'm coming into insurance.
No, thank you.
I'm taking over.
Stay away from this guy. Anybody's watching, this man, no. Keep him away from your offices.
Yeah.
Parties will be, you will live to regret it.
6:30.
No way.
Until and they had,
until literally 6:30, maybe until 8 a.m.
I got home. Probably, yeah, I got home at 1:30, I think. Or like 2, 1:45.
How were you able to work on that Wednesday?
I don't know. You just do it. Oh my God. You just do. I definitely had many drinks as well. It's a good time. But this one's a little bit tame. We went to the Carbon Bar.
I love how he's like, I had many drinks, but this one was not as wild.
It wasn't, unfortunately. Yeah. I've had some crazy stories, like some crazy Christmas stories.
Have you?
Yeah, like.
I haven't seen anything at my Christmas, party. I don't think, I've heard stories of mine. Oh. I haven't seen personally. Well, have I seen anything crazy at the Christmas party? No, nothing crazy. I've heard stories.
Yeah.
I even heard stories about my cousin because apparently our, like before COVID, our Christmas parties were like insane in the membrane. I've heard
yeah.
stories.
I, like, no, I'm telling you.
I'm not going to say the company. Well, I'm pretty, yeah. No,
Christmas. I'm, that's the thing, though. It's mm-hmm. like it's the time for like companies to let loose. Time, yeah, right? Exactly. And all of your people get together.
When I used to work downtown at a Christmas party, our parties were banging, man.
You let loose.
I look forward to it every single year.
You get to have fun with yeah. your coworkers, the people that you're serious with.
On the company's bill, just exactly. like go nuts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's exactly what yeah. we did. That's what everybody
on
should be
Tuesday,
doing.
On a Tuesday, though?
On a Tuesday.
First of all, why are you even
going
partying
up,
on a
going
Tuesday?
Going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, why?
That's why he made that song.
No, it isn't. I am pretty What's sure that? He's just like, man, this song goes out to all the corporate parties that are throwing it up on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
This one's, why?
It's just fun.
No, on a Tuesday?
People were pretty good.
On Thursday?
I don't know. That's the marketing. You got to ask the marketing department
that's
about
ridiculous.
That. You know, but you got to make the best
up.
Of it.
They screwed up bad on that one.
But I think like Christmas parties are like the best thing because it gives They're you the great. Opportunity to like all of your colleagues, all the people that you happen to work with, to all have fun. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we have some, yeah, like very tame. We got to meet a lot of new people in the
That's
office
nice.
That I haven't gotten to see. You
yeah,
know,
it's
introduce
nice to
myself
put a face
before
to the name, you know.
And then you know they get to know you. Mm. And like you know all the meetings and all that kind of stuff. Mm. You're like, oh, that shit's out the window because right. you're. Being a dumbass at the Christmas party. That's me. That's
Yo,
for sure.
Ryan.
They're like, oh, this kid does such a good job in our meetings, but then he's like an absolute, he's an absolute twister, psycho, hurricane, yeah. psycho, and on alcohol. That's the fun part.
Oh, Ryan.
But yeah, I know. We've had some crazy stories.
Oh, boy.
Like, just to give like a bit of an example, there was one night where we all ended up at Laval. Somehow.
Which one's Laval?
Laval's the rooftop bar on King Street. For anyone who doesn't know or hasn't been to Laval, it's a lot of fun. It's on King and Bathurst. Rooftop patio. There's pools inside the club. So girls can walk around in bikinis.
Pools?
Like an actual swimming pools in the club.
That's.
I'm not even kidding with you.
That sounds out of
There's girls budget. Walking around their bikinis in this place.
That sounds out of budget to me.
There's a whole bunch of suits. We ordered two or three bottles when we got to the place. We got our own booth.
Mm.
My buddy got offered to have a menage a trois
nice.
By these two girls at the bar. I don't know if they were trying to scam him, but they were very pretty.
Were they foreigners?
No, they were from here.
Oh, that's
funny enough.
Well, that would have been one thing to add to the goddamn thing that the prime minister get rid of the foreigners.
I almost got pulled into the bathroom by this one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. She was like, "Do you want to smoke a cigarette in the bathroom?"
Hmm.
Me being my dumb self, I was like, yes, I would love to. Hmm. Not realizing that it wasn't a cigarette that she was looking for. So I left the bathroom.
She offered you sex and you turned it away?
I'm not having sex in a club
this was single
bathroom.
Day? This was single
This was
day?
Single Ryan. Single
and you Ryan. Turned it away?
I did not do it.
Why?
Because. That's just part of the crazy stories. And... The crazy part is that night I left the club at yeah. like 1:30. We had work the next day.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing from the people behind like that stayed behind. Mm. Some dude got into a fight with one of our like directors or something like that. And then he ended up like being tossed by the security guards through a table, like a glass table at our booth.
You guys had a tables, ladders, and chairs, Matt, at one of your
It
Christmas
was
party?
Absolutely. Absolute madness.
That's nuts.
Can you believe that?
That's wild.
I'm telling you.
I don't even know if I can compete.
I'm telling you, man. Some absolute crazy stories.
I mean,
we had one where I remember we were at this like ping pong place downtown.
Oh, Spin?
Spin. We were at
yeah.
Spin.
Are they still open?
I have no idea. It was
I
a good place.
Been in years.
Yeah. One of our coworkers, you know, she was so drunk her thing was kind of falling out.
Hey, yo.
Hey. I'm telling you, man. Our parties
would
were
you
nuts.
Tell her and be like,
Oh, I didn't tell her. I told our coworkers, like, hey, you should probably go. You should probably go tell her that her her
her titties is out.
Her boobie is falling out of her shirt. But yeah, man. Just absolute madness.
Oh boy.
So this one was just like, hey, drinking, eating some appetizers, saying hello and everything. Nothing too crazy.
Like a damn charity event in comparison to yours, you know? I don't know, man. Yeah, I've heard stories about some of the shit went down at some work party. I'm never there for them, though. That's the thing. Thank goodness. I'm just like, I mean, because I've heard, like, the company I work for, I heard, like, they actually shut down our, like, those work parties because of, like, even without COVID, like, they shut it down because the parties got too nuts.
Oh, yeah.
There were stories of, like, girls making out, like, their drugs being involved.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's unfortunate. I would have killed it on the dance floor and stuff, but I don't know if I'd be like,
it's crazy, man.
It's very overwhelming. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they came from claims, though, because I think the wildest people I've ever met is definitely from the claims department.
Damn,
there's some wild people.
Was it about claims?
You know what? I think it's just getting screamed at day to day. You just got to live your best life. You have to find a way to, you know, be like far it. More out. But I don't know.
I like
I don't
it.
Know. All right. Let's move on from the Christmas parties because I'm depressed and Ryan seemed to have a good time. let's talk about what's going on in the city. Going on in the city.
I think the biggest thing, and I guess you said it was confirmed that we changed Yonge and Dundas Square.
Yes, we did.
That's got to be some big, that's crazy
pretty
news.
Big deal. And before, let me get into this because I have a few things to say about this. I'm not gonna lie, when I heard that they're changing the name, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm, you know, this is nonsense. If I was at the, you know, like a, you know, some a speaker's corner and somebody was like saying all this news about that, I'd be like, man, this is ridiculous. I'm out of here. And as I'm walking away, the guy's just like, it's a name from Ghana. I'd be turning around like, you don't say.
Like, what is it?
What's the name? It's Sankofa. Let me double check the name.
Sankofa? Actually.
It is now, but it's not going to be changed until the second quarter of 2024, I believe.
Oh, really?
That's what they said.
That's so weird.
So, yeah, Sankofa Square. Sankofa
so Square. So the intersection's still going to be Yonge and Dundas, but just the square is getting its name changed.
Yes.
And how much money do you think that's costing us?
I have no idea. Apparently, it's in the millions.
Damn.
Just for the name change.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
It's madness. I mean, there's part of me that I'm just like, yo, Ghana's getting a thing named that. That's sick. But there's another thing is just like, really? Name change? Is that really going to change any? Really? Really? Because here's the deal. For those of you who aren't aware, or who cannot tell by the sound of my voice, I'm clearly of Ghanaian heritage.
Woo!
It's nice to see representation being done. You know, it's nice. For those that don't know, Sankofa means, that it's a saying in Ghana where it means to learn from your past and the teachings. And learning from your past will help you move forward. That's what it means.
Love it.
Now, I want to be excited and stuff, but there's a part of me that's just like, this is top tier virtue signaling.
Damn.
Now, I talked to my mom about this, and my mother is a proud Ghanaian, born and raised, moved to Canada how many years ago? Definitely more than 40 years ago.
A dollar in her pocket.
Mm. And I told her, it's like, Mom, they're changing Dundas Square to Sankofa Square. And her reaction goes, ugh. I'm like, wait, what? It's like, what's it called again?
Wait, what?
Sankofa Square. Ugh, why that name? I'm like, what do you mean? Sankofa, that means to learn from your past. It's like, yeah, you know, Ghanaians were brought to Canada as slaves, right? So they're telling us, the Ghanaians, to learn from your past and then move forward with it. I'm not going to forget that, you know, that there were slaves brought here.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, Mom, that's not what they intended. I don't think that's what they intended, what they mean. It's like, no. It's ridiculous.
That's exactly what they mean.
That's exactly, yeah.
These mother...
Yeah. Then I talked to my brother about it. Like, hey, man, good news. Ghana's on the map. We have a square named after it. He's like, I'm not hating, but that's pretty silly. I'm like, oh.
Damn.
Just like, and you know what? Yeah, I hear them and I understand. I get why. I can get both sides. Because, I mean, it's cool.
To what?
Ghanaian Square. But what I'm not looking forward to is all the white people butchering the name.
Oh.
You heard me. Let's go to Sankofa. Let's go to Sankofa.
So it sounds Sankofa. Like you're on like the fence about it. Mm-hmm. Like if you had to pick one side, what are we thinking? You think keep the name, get rid of the name, keep it as Young and Dundas, you know, save the money, put it somewhere else. Well, what are your thoughts on the whole thing?
It's going to be a bunch of our tax money going towards that, you know. So bear this in mind. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, offend people by saying this, but just, I just really hope that that means that we have, there won't be as much black people at the square.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What? What'd I say?
Nothing.
All right.
I think you need to Sankofa.
Oh, my God. And
no,
it begins,
I'm just kidding.
And now it begins.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, all the jokes aside, I think it's nice what they're doing, but at the same time, I'm getting a little sense of virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
And really them trying to make themselves look good. I think the fact that, like, them using that term, they're trying to erase what they did in the past. The fact that you have to go through that, the city or the country rather is going through these little things and changing names of schools, you know, from changing names of Vaughan, changing names of Ryerson, even Dundas Station is going to be changed now. Mm-hmm. If you have to go through all this because of your history is bad. Yeah. I mean, don't you think you really have to check yourself? You know what I mean? There's like the fact that you have to, these history people, the names that you've been using for centuries, these forefathers of the country, that's what you guys call them, are now apparently horrible people. Doesn't that go to show you what Canada is built on? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You see where I'm coming from here?
Definitely.
Come on. Come on, you politicians. Y'all know what you're doing. All right. Guys are trying to make yourself look good here. I'm not going to lie. You had me in the first half. I'm on to you.
I like the whole idea of, you know, learning from your past and, like, you know, changing stuff for the future because, you know, I'm thinking that the way that their thought process is when it comes to changing the square's name, it's like, you know, if the younger generation comes in and goes, why is it called Young and Dundas? Or like, why is it Dundas? Or why is it Young? And then they look into the history of that. And then, you know, you happen to figure it out. So it's almost as like we're nipping that sort of problem in the bud, like,
but
before it happens.
Why does it have to be nipped if that's literally a forefather of the country doing in the...
It's definitely, you know, there's always the improvement of, you know, wanting to improve yourself as a society and always wanting to be better, go forward. But I think the only major issue here is that we're spending a lot of time and effort and administrative, like, fees and, you know, getting people in to, like, sign documents and the amount of documentation that's going to have to be changed with this change. You know, I can only imagine like what all the contracts are going to say, like, oh, Sankofa Square, formerly Young and Dundas.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the amount of money that Toronto is going to be spending and the amount of money that the province is going to be spending just to be able to do so. And like that money can go towards way better things. You know, if you've been in Toronto in the last, you know, year or so after COVID, you can definitely tell we've lost a lot of our social services. Our streets are dirtier. You know, I'm not saying that there's I would like to say that there is a homeless issue because a lot of them don't have places to go. Our food banks are like filled to the brim. Like I pass by a food bank all the time on College Street and it's like fucking literally like a kilometer line, it seems like. You know what I mean? So there is a lot bigger issues, I would like to say. And I think that these are the things that need to be addressed. So yes, if we can find an administrative cheap way to be able to change it, then I'm all for it. But to spend, you know, $1 million or anything more than $1 million to be able to do so, I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Like, I think that Torontonians would prefer their tax money to go towards something proper, or that, you know, would make a change for a lot of lives on paper today than it would for the younger generation just discovering the history of Canada or the discovery of, you know, why we named it Dundas and all that kind of stuff.
So, I don't know. At the end of the day, changing the name is still not going to change the fact that I can go at that square and a buck tea is going to still accuse me of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
So,
yes.
At the end of the day, that's what that square is known for. Not
definitely. Yeah, the place isn't like
it's
great.
Not going to change.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. Have you ever been to New York's?
Oh, the square.
What's it called again? Manhattan? No, it's
no. That, God.
Times Square?
Times Square.
Times Square. Yes, so have you been to Times? And does it give you the same sort of feel?
I literally felt like I was at Dundas Square.
But just on like a grander scale.
Glorified Dundas
and Square. Then was there like a lot of like homeless people there?
Yes,
oh, okay. Absolutely. And then like a lot of like beggars and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess like when you have squares like that, it all sort of, you know, comes in circle. Like it absolutely. All comes full circle. Like absolutely. The more and more that you put into the square and more like ads and like time and money that you're putting towards it, there's
more lights,
almost like a hub for problems of the city. And it happens to show, especially at Yonge and Dundas. Like if you ask any sort of Torontonian, a lot of people don't like to go around Yonge and Dundas because of how busy it is and how like problematic it is. We've had so many like violent random altercations like in and around that area, just people being in that area for no reason. So I don't
thanks
know
for choosing a Ganyan name, guys.
But yeah, really, no, I it's good. I guess it's good to like, you know, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people that didn't even know like Ghana is a country, or like they don't even know Ghanaian people.
They will now.
Right?
Now they're like, ugh, can you imagine using a Ghanaian name? You know, funny enough, at the Christmas party, one of the co-workers I met in person in real life, it's like, all right, I was leaving the party, and I was saying bye to him. He worked for a company for like 30 plus years. And I'm like, all right, see ya, man. It was good meeting you in person. Like, you too, brother. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way, where are you from, man? I'm like, oh, I'm from Ghana. My background is Ghana. I was born here, but I'm from Ghana, West Africa. It's like, oh, Africa. Cool, cool. Hey, do you celebrate Kwanzaa? And I'm like, no, I don't.
I could tell by the way you're imitating his voice, he happened to be a certain...
He's funny enough, he's a
certain character.
Brown dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh
yeah,
I guess he you know, as long as he asked,
yeah,
hey, I'll take it.
And he did say, yeah, and he's like, you celebrate Kwanzaa? I'm like, no, I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. And he's like, oh, all right, well, you know, you're a good Christian boy then. You celebrate Christmas? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, all right, well, Merry Christmas, man. Like, you too, bro. You too.
Weird.
He was a nice. He's a talker though. He talks a lot. When you talk with him once, he goes into it. He gets into it.
No social cues.
Nah. But he means well. I'm sure he's very helpful during work. So I'll give him that. Why does everyone think Kwanzaa's? You know, Kwanzaa was invented in America.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Yeah, good, like, folks. I really hope you know that. Like, no one in Africa celebrates Kwanzaa. I want you to know that. Please.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't listen to this colonization tree that I have back here.
What the hell?
Made me sick.
Oh.
On to our commercial.
Yeah, I guess.
Visit your LCBO today.
Yeah. Why?
It's the holidays.
Yeah. Explain.
Cheerful.
Yeah.
Gifts.
Oh, one second. Hello? Well, it needs to be done. Bro, I don't care. He disrespected the set. No one does that. He's gotta go.
This guy makes me sick, man.
I don't give a shit. Bro, he disrespected the set. Bro, how are you gonna look your children in the face knowing what the hell he said about our crew, bro?
Wow.
I don't care if he has recess on Monday. Do it!
Wow.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Visit your LCBO today.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, it's the holidays. Good for drinking. You know, it's LCBO. Don't they offer more than just drinks? They offer a great...
They offer solutions.
Hello? Are you serious? You're doing it.
Watch me, fam. I'm a big man ting. I'm going to spin the block and fucking wreck you, fam. I'm serious. Yo, fam, watch me. You're done, bro. I don't care how old he is. He's done, fam. Okay. I love you too, Dad.
Wow. What were you saying?
Wow.
What?
Just wow.
You know what? You know what? I'm tired of your judgment. I don't care. Shout out to the set, bro. Don't disrespect me. And you too, Carter. I know who you are, and I don't care if you're in the third grade, bro. Sue Woo to the death of me. Wow. Anyways, LCBO, go drink some. Sue Woo!
Welcome back from the LCBO. I'm drunk. Carl's is not.
God. Fancy girls all on Beach Boulevard. Fire. I messed that up. My boss quit today. Last day was today? Yeah.
Did they say what they're going to be doing?
He mentioned he's going to a different company.
Insurance?
Same.
Damn.
Company. Yeah.
So he's not following his dreams, man. That's so unfortunate.
We actually talked right before he left. He's like, hey, man, I'm logging out for the last time. And I'm like, damn.
Was he at the Christmas party?
He was at the day one, not the bowling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess they were like, yeah, you can come to the day one, but you can't.
Well, no, he wanted to go to the night one, but he had to pick up his kid. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we talked a little bit. You know, he mentioned that like, he told me that he had like a few aspirations he wanted to do. He's just like, honestly, man, it's just because I'm nervous. I'm like, man, don't be nervous. Like, you know what I mean?
He really opened up to you.
No, man, he really did. And I appreciate every moment of it. You know, he mentioned that, you know, he wanted to be a director. I was like, bro, I could totally see you doing that, man.
Director of like movies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I can totally see you doing that. Why not go for it? He's like, yeah, I guess, you know. But, yeah, no, he was really like very open with me. You know, he told me that he actually said that I was a really like, you're a good person and like you have a good soul and like I can see big things ahead of you. And I told him I appreciated that, and you know, I asked him if he can speak to my parole officer about it.
Wow.
But, you know, that things got awkward there because I didn't disclose about my criminal history. But, you know, he's leaving. So what does he care? You know, he can't tell anybody now. It's too late.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, he was very open. He's like, honestly, I see big things for you. You know, don't be a stranger. You know, things like that. And yeah, I'm like, thanks. Thanks, man. It was a pleasure. And we ended it there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you tell him how you hate him?
Huh?
For leaving?
I mean, yeah, I told him he was a bitch and you know what I mean? And, you know, you definitely disrespected the set, you know.
Leave me by my lonesome.
You know, like, keep your family close because we spin in the block.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know how, like, cops have all the evidence in the world because all we do is we post our lives online? Especially during the podcast.
I mean, y'all snitching on yourselves.
We're screwed, man.
You know what I mean? Posting your pictures. Now you're posting your damn music thing. You're screwing yourselves. That's what, you know what I want to talk about to you? Let's talk about screwing over your homies. All right? Let's talk about that because I want to address what you did to me. No, I'm kidding. He did. But we talked about this after a podcast. I think, was it last week you talked about this? The Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson thing.
Oh, yes.
I talked to you about that.
Yes.
I'll explain the history about it. So Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson were once good friends. Not good friends. They were cool. They had some hits together. Michael Jackson was a big fan of Paul during the Beatles days. And, you know, they would eventually meet, would write a song called The Girl Is Mine on Thriller. And yes. Also a song called Say, 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 which is also a big hit for those that don't know it. It's a big hit. You should check it out. But Paul McCartney, while in studio with Michael Jackson, was just like, hey, man, have you heard of music licensing? He's like, Michael goes, no, I've never heard of that. What is that? So Paul explained to him what's going on. He says that you basically own, like, you know, you, if you get into the music business, you get to, you know, you lose your licensing and the rights to the music as you sign a contract. But if you go behind the scenes, once you get enough money, you can end up not buying the license into your own music, but of others' music who have sold their, you know.
Crazy.
You know, right? So Paul was explaining to him that he owned the rights to a few artists' music and gets money from it and profits from it. And Michael heard this idea, is like, oh, that's really cool. You know what? If I could, I would probably buy the rights to your music and the Beatles. And Paul goes, ah, Joker. Yeah, right. Yeah, stop playing. Stop playing. Because Paul at that time did not own the rights to his music, like, at all. So a few years passed. Michael Jackson made a kajillion dollars from Thriller. It was the most sold album ever. And at the time, the Beatles, the record label that owned the Beatles, that owns the rights to the Beatles music, is going up for sale. And Paul fights and fights to try to get it, and he loses it in a bid.
Damn.
It hurt him bad. It hurt him rough. But it hurt him more to find out that he lost the bid to none other than Michael Jackson himself.
Man, what a story.
So, you believe that? You believe that?
Well, the thing I didn't realize that if Paul McCartney already owns some other people's licensing,
yeah,
then it's kind of like, okay. Because if it was like they didn't really know about it and it was something new, and like Paul McCartney is like, yeah, like I've been hearing about this stuff. Like you can make some money off somebody's like plays. You get to own the rights to their music. Just a cool, interesting thought. Didn't think much about it. And then Michael goes and buys it. Yes. Screwing over your homie.
So you think,
but if Paul McCartney already owned other people's shit, it's like
fair game.
Yeah,
business. This is war.
This is business. Yeah. It's like, man, you already knew.
Yeah, you knew. And the deal.
Michael Jackson was like, "Yo, you're teaching me something new. Thank you."
Yeah,
but I'm gonna make a whole bunch of money off this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm. So hey,
you're saying all's fair in love and war, basically.
It's tough. It's tough. If Paul McCartney didn't own other people's shit,
then you'd be
then
like,
I'd be like, okay, I understand. Yeah. Like, you know, then Michael Jackson screwed him over.
Right.
But because he already knew that he was, I already own these people.
Yeah.
I already own their music. Yeah. I'm making money off of it.
But Mike, it's just like, it was
Mike, you want to make some music?
So long to get that his own music. You know what I mean? He tried to fight. But so basically Paul goes, hey man, I heard you got my music. Cool stuff. Can you help? Can we work out with one another so I can own a piece of my music again? And Mike goes, no. This is my music. I bought it with my money. Yeah. You're going to have to deal with it.
Some of that probably paid for Never Never Land.
Mm-hmm.
And Tito.
A good chunk of it probably did.
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking the Beatles here. This is the greatest music group ever. All right?
All time.
Yeah. There's no question. In terms of pop music, they are the blueprint. There's no debate. But in terms of business stuff, he wanted to have that truce. He wanted to, you know, hey, let me get a piece of my music back so I can sleep at night knowing that, you know, I can get the money that I worked hard for to make back, right? Mike's like, nah, I'm cool. I bought it. Enjoy your days, Paul.
Damn.
Now.
Screwing over your homies 101.
101. 101. To do that to the guy that you taught left and right about, you know, taught about this business, a guy that you were a fan of. I don't know. For me, that's kind of, that part was sneaky.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a, you can say it. I mean, I get it. It's business. It's business. I mean, come on, man. Come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
You know what I mean?
It's still a bad move on Michael.
I mean, that's not cool, Mike.
You know, the whole sort of concept of owning or like a business or a corporation or even just a person owning the rights to your own creative thought process and like music itself is kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like you think that like with the Beatles, let's say if like all four of them are sitting in a room and they're making music together.
Right.
And then they have to go back to their record company and be like, hey, we just came up with this song. Mm-hmm. it's going to be fucking Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
We need to play it. We need to make it. The corporation makes a bunch of money off of it.
Yeah.
The Beatles make a bunch of money off touring and CDs and all that kind of stuff.
But not a dime from that song.
And then not a dime from the song, I guess, after it gets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after they stop all the touring and all that kind of stuff. And then whichever record label buys or had Yellow Submarine as their song, they sell it to Michael, and Michael gets a share off of every play.
Yeah.
So, and like,
not even the play. Mike even had the some of their songs used in like commercials and stuff.
So every
and
time
he
I get, show,
and
yeah,
he, and he gets paid money for it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's crazy how like intellectual property is such a crazy like law. Like I've done a little bit of this and I've seen it in the past, and like, it's crazy how like your own concept can be like stolen from you and taken away from you. And then at worst shown how much money it can make. You know what I mean? By the other sources like artwork and like fucking, sorry for swearing, but like, yeah, like artwork, just like music sounds or whatever it may be, all that can be like profited off of. And then you don't make a dime off of it, even though you are the originating person of it. Crazy concept.
It's
crazy.
Sad. It's sad.
You know, and it's crazy because then it allows corporations and like lawmakers to make these like crazy rules, being like, you have to jump through this hula hoop to like state that it's yours. Otherwise, somebody else can just buy it and then we take a cut. You know, it's like,
it's just, but at the time though, the Beatles were like, when they signed their contracts, they were like nobody's man.
Oh,
they
needed the money. Of course.
So they got the advance. They're like, oh, we're set. We're good for life. And then over time, they learned that, man, our music made a lot of money.
Yeah.
We can make it back. And then all of a sudden, the dude that wrote Billie Jean stole all your music, all your money. Rather.
Crazy.
It's, oh my God.
But like, I guess like every single one of the Beatles and then all of like the people that worked with the Beatles during that time are all probably well off in a sense. Now.
They're well off in a sense, but they could be a lot more well off knowing that their work made the other people a lot more money than they could have made themselves.
It's really interesting because it gets into like even just the content that you and I make for the people that happen to listen to us and the people that happen to watch us. Thank you all, 20 of you.
All 20 of y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Maybe 15.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, all of the content that we happen to make, the even our intro, like the artwork that happened to get made, shout out to our art director. All of that stuff can potentially be pulled away from us just for a little taste
simply
of like,
because we signed
because
contract.
we sign it away for ourselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, even if the government agency or like the department that of like fact finding or needs to show how you actually have this content, it's like, how can we prove to them that this content is actually ours?
It's like, bro,
which is nuts.
It's like, literally
this
my
is
voice.
Me. This is me.
Then, like, bro, can you not hear? That's me. That's me.
Nuts.
I'm saying that. It's nuts. You have to go through all these hoops and hurdles. And sadly, but that's the thing. Paul was right there. He talked to the guy. Yeah. And Mike said no.
Crazy.
That is a dick move. I'm not going to lie. Mike, you are my favorite artist of all time and RIP, man. I love you, dude. But dick move on your part. You could have gave your homie a cut. The guy inspired you to do music and then you're going to be cheap like that? That ain't right. That is not
right. So I'm wondering if like the estate of Michael Jackson right now gets paid for sure from the Beatles. And then the people who run the estate are like are benefiting from the estate, which I assume that are their children, like Michael's children.
Yeah.
And Michael's maybe extended family. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, you think those people are whoever's in charge of this estate or whoever's benefiting from the estate would ever come down and be like, you know what, maybe we should give a bit of it back to this dude?
I mean, they could, realistically. I mean, this is at the end of the day, you know, maybe they might have like a virtue signaling thing down the line and give it to give it back to the
Sokova
family of
Sokova
to what?
Sokova?
Sankofa.
Sankofa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Food for thought.
Yeah. You know, just learning from your past, be like, hey, family of Paul McCartney, here's your music back. Sorry, we made all this money. But then again, they might look at that Lamborghini in the driveway or that Tesla and just like, you know, screw the McCartneys. I'm finna keep this music. You know? All right. All right. Now, oh, hello. Hi, Duracell. Yes, of course you can use Come Together on your commercial. All right. That'll be $15 million. I'll be waiting for the check.
Yeah. And then send me some batteries while you're at it.
Yeah.
I've been running out of batteries for my remote.
Or we finna spin the block. I'm just saying, man, money will drive you crazy, bro.
It does. It really does. Man. You know.
I don't know, man. I think there's just a sense of like, if you're a good person, man, you would have just like given that, but given back the money, or given at least a piece of the music that they worked hard to do. I know if we signed away the podcast and they're making a lot more money than us on it, I know we signed it away because we signed the contract, but if we really fought for it to get back and someone took it away from us, it would break my heart.
Okay, so let's say...
Yeah, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Go. Okay, so hypothetically, I read this book called Ethics by Peter Singer, great social psychologist.
This is a really, really interesting hypothetical. Like,
this is real.
Okay, I'm just
saying. Read some wonderful, wonderful books. Go look them up. A lot of the sort of life lessons and questions that I ask myself about life and the way that I look at life is a lot different after I read his books. So definitely huge, huge recommendation. Definitely go look him up. He has this one book talking about like charitable organizations and the impacts of like how much money can be put into a charitable organization. And then we also talk about like the ethics. You ever hear about that? You know, there's always that one story where it's like, do I... you know, you're pressing a button and there's a train going towards like 10 people or there's a train going towards like 50 people. But then like maybe the 50 people, a couple of them are like bad people in life. I don't know. They've been in jail, do a bunch of illegal stuff, some really bad ethical stuff.
Sure.
Do you save the 10 people or do you save the 50 people? You know what I mean? If you had to choose one. So then it's like the reason why I'm asking this is because, you know, let's say, for example, if Michael is known to be like charitable and like autonomy. No, it's not autonomy. Altruistic.
Oh, okay.
Altruistic is a term. It's like you being selfless and doing stuff for that.
Right.
So then if Michael was like donating all of the Beatles' money to like charitable organizations around the world to be able to do stuff, do you think it would have been worth it or good on Michael's part to keep the masters or keep the licensing of it?
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And he was like, you know what? Screw you, Paul.
Yeah.
Screw you, Beatles.
Yeah.
I'm doing good with your money.
Yes.
You guys don't need it.
Build houses in Kenya. You don't need the money. Yeah, what are you doing with it?
Yeah.
Smoking your goddamn crack pipes and mushrooms in your... And plus, Yoko wasn't even in the gym. She wasn't even shooting with us in the gym. Why do she need the money? I get what you're saying. I get what you mean. And yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
I don't know. That's just a random hypothetical.
No,
because I don't know if Michael's that type of person. Has he been like a charitable person? I don't know.
Well, he actually has a Guinness Book of World Records for being the most charitable.
Okay, so then huge. Yeah. So like,
too bad. So sad.
Hey, Paul. Hey. Well, it is. It's interesting, you know. Like,
I hear you. Yeah, yeah. You raise a good point. You know, in terms of Mike being he was known to be very charitable. But at the same time, you know, was it known for that, or is that like virtue signaling himself? Is Michael Jackson the Sankofa Square? Is Michael Jackson Sankofa Square? And is Paul
McCartney, MJ?
Yeah,
virtue signaling. You know, Sankofa Square. Yeah. Go forward.
Yeah, the theories begin. Who knows, man? Oh boy. Oh, Mike. Now I'm gonna listen to Man in the Mirror. I'm not gonna listen to it.
It's not gonna be the same, man. No, it's definitely changed our view on Michael.
Just knowing that all this money is going to the pockets, and then I can listen to the Beatles' "Don't Let Me Down."
Damn.
And you know, it's still going to Michael's pockets.
I actually listened to "The Girl Is Mine" the other day. Funny enough.
Really?
On Tuesday. Yeah. That's funny.
Girl is mine.
But yeah, interesting.
Girl is mine. Yeah, those were good times when Michael wasn't ripping off his friends. Oh, well. Oh well.
I wish he was still alive and still ripping friends off, you know though. What I mean?
But he was a petty individual, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know Eminem. You know that story?
No, I don't.
Eminem made fun of Michael in the music video "Just Lose It."
Oh, okay.
Michael saw that and he's like, "All right, I got one for you." He bought the rights to Eminem's music, so then every time that song came on the radio, he made money from it.
Wow. That's wild.
That's petty.
Hey. Don't go make fun of Michael Jackson.
That's right. You don't want smoke. Yeah. You don't want that smoke.
Literally.
Yeah.
Buy you out.
Yeah.
Does he still own it?
I think he still does.
Wow. I thought Eminem would be one of those characters that would own.
Eminem owns a portion, like a good portion of it. Oh,
okay. But like Michael Jackson still. Michael
still made like millions from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good way to be petty, though. I'll be honest with you. If you have a lot of money.
It's not like Michael Jackson was going to come out with a diss record against Eminem. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Or like start making fun of him in his songs.
Eminem. You know.
Yeah. Or like Michael Jackson go take his wife. Or something like that. You know what I mean? He's not gonna go to Eminem's wife and be like, "Hey, holler at her."
Eminem ain't pulling no female. Oh, Michael Jackson. Well, apparently Michael Jackson's good with the females.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
People be fainting.
He's moonwalking.
I've never had a girl faint for me, so I'm sure that if you get the whole crowd to faint.
I've had a girl faint for me once, but it's because I ate like a lot of spicy food.
God.
And the gas was pretty surreal.
But yeah. That's a good way to be petty.
You think so?
You buy somebody out. You
buy him out.
Yeah.
If you got the money. So
you're still making money.
It's Michael Jackson using Beatles money to buy out Eminem's music.
That's what he definitely did.
Yeah.
You've created this content. Mm. You made fun of me on it. Mm. Now I own part of it. I make money. You make money. We're all happy.
There it is.
I like it.
Mm.
I like you, Michael.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
It's the best possible situation.
Really?
He went to go shoot up. Eminem and his boy.
In Detroit. It's like, it's like, what? Like, yo, who's had the car? Chica beat that guy. He's like, oh my God. Yo, it's Michael. Yeah. Everyone, get down.
Pulls up in an AK. Moonwalking 8 Mile. Just shooting everybody.
Just like a light up gun. Yeah. Just like in the Billie Jean video, the gun lights up and just start shooting people. Like,
brrr, yeah, man. Michael Jackson and Eminem, they do the Beat It video with handcuff each other and they have the knife.
Eminem's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, it'd be
just do it. Just do it. Just write it out. You don't want this smoke with me.
No. Yeah, telling you.
Come on. Oh my God. That's funny.
That's a very funny. That's a very funny look. I would like to see that. Michael shooting up in a drive by 8 Mile.
Being a gangster.
Come on.
Or just Michael being a gangster in general.
Probably is. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Apparently, that whole high pitch thing, it's not real. Like he actually.
Oh yes, yeah. You sure you told me he's about like, that? Crazy.
But why? If you had a deep voice, why speak so high?
Part of the lore. The Michael Jackson lore.
See, that's why he couldn't be a gangster, because he has to use that voice. It's like, oh, come on. I'm about to spin the block on these bitch-ass motherfuckers. What are y'all saying this weekend? Michael Jackson can't be no Toronto, man. Yo, Miguel, forward. Yo, run that thing, fam. Yo, y'all going to Suncova Square or nah? It can't happen.
You're ignorant.
That's just ignorant. All right.
That's so good.
I think we're going to cut it here.
Yeah.
I think we've had a decent episode.
We've made fun of a deceased person for long enough in this episode.
Yeah, I think so. Can't wait to get all your comments and hate emails.
Michael's definitely going to haunt us. Go forward.
Definitely. I'm just going to be sleeping at night just here.
Shit.
What was that?
Telling you, man. He's going to buy the rights to our podcast from the dead.
You get an email just like Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson organization now owns the blank. I'm like, what? So now it's going to say Michael L. Jackson organization presents the blank with Carlos.
Yeah, literally.
And we're going to be working on this podcast for the rest of our
lives. We're both going to be wearing the red jacket.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
That's it.
Sold our souls to Michael Jackson.
There it is, folks. Sorry. Damn. You're going to hear a lot of Michael Jackson influenced stuff, you know. But on that note, thanks for tuning in. Sorry we're late again, but we're here. My name is Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan.
Oh, we got our... look at the dates real quick.
All right, let's double check.
Oh, not next week. Oh, actually, our next week would be our Christmas episode, actually.
Yes.
Because Christmas falls on a Tuesday, so we'd have to do a Christmas episode.
On a Monday.
On the Monday this year, and then the week after that would be our New Year's episode, because we don't get back until the New Year. So, looking forward to the next two episodes. You know, we'll definitely be talking about a lot of stuff because the end of the year. Probably a reflection of the year as well.
Maybe, you'll definitely hear my opinions on what was so-and-so of the year, album of the year, song of the
event
year.
Of the year.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
So tune in, y'all. And don't forget, as always, to fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.